The Luke Easter Stories, Week 2, Day 5. The Christ is not merely the Son of David. And he said to them, How do they say that the Christ is the Son of David? And David himself says in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I put thine enemies as a footstool of thy feet. David therefore calls him Lord. And how is he his son? And in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes, who desire to walk in robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the first seats in the synagogues, and the first places to recline at suppers, who eat up widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive all the more judgment. True Christian Religion, number 102. It is believed that the Lord, as to his human, not only was, but still is, the Son of Mary. But in this, the Christian world is under a delusion. It is true that he was the Son of Mary, but not true that he still is. For by the acts of redemption, he put off the human from the mother, and put on a human from the father. And this is why the human of the Lord is divine, and in him God is man, and man is God. That he put off the human from the mother, and put on a human from the Father, which is the divine human, is shown by the fact that he himself never called Mary his mother, as can be seen from the following passages. The mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. Jesus said to her, Woman, what is it to me and to thee? My hour has not yet come. John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And again, when Jesus saw from the cross his mother, and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he says to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then says he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. John chapter 19, verses 26 and 7. And on one occasion he did not acknowledge her. It was told Jesus by some who said, Thy mother and thy brothers are standing outside desiring to see thee. Jesus answering said, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. Luke 8, Matthew 12, and Mark 3. Thus the Lord did not call her mother, but woman, and gave her to John as a mother. In other places she is called his mother, but not by his own lips. This is further confirmed by the fact that he did not acknowledge himself to be the son of David, as we read in the Gospels. To the above I will add this which is new. Once it was granted me to speak with Mary, the mother. On a certain occasion she passed by, and appeared in heaven above my head in white raiment like silk. And then pausing a little, she said that she had been the mother of the Lord, who was born of her, but that he, having become God, had put off everything human that he had derived from her, and that she therefore worshipped him as her God, and was unwilling that anyone should acknowledge him as her son, because in him all is divine. From all this there now shines forth this truth, that thus Yehovah is man, as in first things, so also in last things, according to these words, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, he who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1, verses 8 and 11. Arcana Celestia 2162, section 10. In this passage in Luke and in Psalm 110, a footstool, making the enemies a footstool of his feet, signifies natural things, both those which are sensuous and those of memory knowledge, and the derivative rational things of man, which are called enemies when they pervert worship, and do this from the literal sense of the word, so that there is worship solely in externals, and either no internal worship, or else that which is filthy. When natural and rational things are thus perverted and defiled, they are called enemies. But because, regarded in themselves, they have reference to internal worship, when this is restored, they become a footstool, whether they are things of external worship or of the literal sense of the word. Questions and comments. Number 1. David was the writer of many of the Psalms, including Psalm 110. In it, David calls the Christ or Messiah, my Lord. Fathers do not call their sons, my Lord. This shows that David did not consider the Christ his son. Number 2. In TCR 102, the acts of redemption by which the Lord put off the human nature from Mary and put on the divine human were the subjugation of the hells, the ordering of the heavens, and the establishment of a new church, the Christian church. In the process of doing this work, he glorified his human, that is, made it divine. What is the parallel process with us, by which our human nature is regenerated? Number 3. Why was it not rude of Jesus not to call Mary his mother? Would it be rude of our adult children to refer to us by our names instead of as mother and father? Number 4. What is a modern example of religious hypocrisy?